Luke and Susie with you for Faith Family Culture. Luke, I got a box.
Yeah.
I got sent a parcel from Penguin, yes, the publishers, and it's for their Love Between the Pages book club.
Mm.
In there were a couple of books. There was a mug. There was a little wallet to put cards in. There was a little chocolate in there and a big calendar, all stuff that would set up the most amazing book club. One of the books that was in there was called The Cottage at Rosella Cove,
yeah,
by Sandy Docker, and she's joining us on the show.
She is. Now, this little package also had cellophane. It was beautifully wrapped in this cellophane.
Amazing.
And when we put it in the room was just in the line of the air conditioner.
Yes.
And so the cellophane for ages was just flickering while...
We kept thinking there was a cockroach, yeah, or something.
We're going to get to the author of this book. And some of the... While it's a fiction story, it deals with some pretty intense and some pretty significant, meaningful, and unfortunately all too common issues. And our guest is going to explore some of that with us next.
I didn't really know what I wanted to do.
I didn't really know specifically what I wanted to do.
I've had no idea where I wanted to go in my life.
What if you could be on the radio and work with Luke and Susie?
Family Culture with Luke and Susie. Just been caught in my get the job done mode.
You have to be super strong.
Beyond the Mic is a 6-month training and mentoring program where you get to work directly with Luke and Susie and invest in a career and ministry in radio. To find out more, go to learnradio.com.au. That's learnradio.com.au.
Station sponsor.
The author of The Cottage at Rosella Cove, Sandy Docker, is our guest right now. Hello, Sandy. How are you?
Hi, Luke. I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, look, let me start off with the thing that caught my attention. And look, I've read through a whole lot of the book. Unfortunately, we didn't get it quite in time in order to read through the whole thing, which we usually like to do. But
sure.
And I'll explain some of my dilemma with that very soon. But I did read that you put pen to paper. As in, you handwrite. Is this true? You handwrite your book before it gets typed?
Up until this point in time, that has been true, yes. Both of my my first two books, I wrote by hand.
Wow. Because for me, that takes a really long time. Are you quick at writing or is this, what's it?
No, I'm not quick, and that wasn't a problem before because I wasn't under contract to anyone before Penguin picked me up. It didn't matter how long it took me to write those books. It's a different story now, however.
Right. So that's what the up until this point in time, that's yeah. Yes, that's what I have done. It is no longer what I can do.
No. Yeah. Now I'm on deadlines and time constraints and I don't have the luxury of writing pen to paper first.
So everyone thinks it's amazing to get a contract and yeah. publisher.
Did you do typing at school?
Typing?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't a thing when I was at school.
So now that you're typing, are you do you use all your fingers or are you a two type?
I do. No, I've done a lot of admin work in my time and yeah. I'm quite used to the keyboard, yeah.
Okay, your first book, The Kookaburra Creek Cafe.
Yes.
Now, as a part of this Love Between the Pages book club thing that I've got, it talks about delicious cupcake recipes from the mm-hmm. novel. So I haven't read The Kookaburra Creek Cafe. I apologise for that. But